With our human obsession for self-actualization, we are, in a sense, searching for significance within ourselves. Let's face it, we are one of billions, drops of water in a sea of humanity which has unfolded from the dawn of time. My heart hurts for a human race running here and there to fill our God-shaped hole, all the time hoping to unlock the secret to true meaning and ultimate peace. I love Isaiah 1:18. "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." The word translated here as reason means to decide, to argue, and to actively process. Now, there's a distinct difference between asking God questions and questioning God. God invites us to reason with Him about the truth concerning our souls. Admitting that I have a problem is one of the chief hurdles in any addiction. Ask a recovering addict, recovering from anything, "Hi, my name is Dave, and I'm an alcoholic." Drug abuse and alcoholism are forefront in our culture because of the damage these addictions do to those who are close to us. But what about reasoning concerning the internal things? Addictions related to my heart, the things which suck up the soul oxygen of my life. Jesus' words are piercing about this in Mark 20. And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that's what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness." Quite a list. All of these evil things proceed from within, and they debase the man. Wow. I appreciate God's invitation to reason with Him, identify and embrace my shortcomings and sin, and to have my soul washed whiter than snow. I feel so free to be able to stand imperfectly before my Creator and to put on a righteousness which originates in God Himself. After all, it's really not all about me. It's all about Him.